It's November 8th, National Indigenous Veterans Day, with our very special guest from the Aboriginal Veterans Society of Alberta on CFWE.
November 8th, it is National Indigenous Veterans Day here across the country, and we are joined by some esteemed guests from the Aboriginal Veterans Society of Alberta. I'm joined by Chuck Isaacs. He's the president of the Aboriginal Veterans Society of Alberta. First off, Tatawao, Tansay, welcome, Chuck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, first, maybe tell us the history, a little bit about the organization for our listeners that might not know.
Okay, so our organization started in the 60s. They would meet in the basement for soup and dances. And then in 1982, they incorporated as a society under the Alberta Societies Act. The organization has been a lobby group, in essence. They were involved with the original proclamation in 1992 in Manitoba. And they were involved with the National Indigenous Veterans Monument in Ottawa. For the most part, it's the only Indigenous veterans organization that I've had much exposure to.
And how many members of the society would you say there is, roughly?
We have about 85 members
okay.
at the moment.
Okay.
And most of the membership that we have is currently regular members, which would be veterans themselves.
Okay.
And they're spread out throughout the province. So on a traditional November the 8th, I might have people in 12 different locations mm-hmm. in the province.
Yeah.
And we try and cover off every radio interview, every...
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a job. And we could certainly always have new members, and particularly from First Nations communities that are outside of the Edmonton area. It would be very...
And perhaps people do have members that haven't served.
Yes.
That just volunteer their time and whatnot.
Yeah, we have some associate members, and that's something we're... in the future, we'll have to look at is possibly a men's group and a women's group. That could be very useful.
November 8th, obviously a separate day to commemorate our Indigenous veterans. And you've brought some special guests with you. Maybe we can get everybody to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn Eastman. I am a veteran with 17 years of service, and I just retired in 2017.
So you're one of the fresh veterans.
Yeah, you could say that. I like fresh, you know, young. Yeah, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah. All right, and you have a friend behind you here?
Hi, my name is Clint Eastman. I'm also a veteran. I spent 27 years in the military.
And we'll move over to the right here.
I am Charles Chuck, number two, Moberly McBurney. I spent 3 years in the Royal Canadian Navy. During the Cold War, most of the time in Florida and Cuba, spent 27 years in the Army Reserves as a sergeant and retired when I was 67. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for being here, Chuck.
Hi, my name is Sean Donovan. I did 17 years with the Canadian Army. I got out from an injury in 2010.
Firstly, you know, the day here, you know, to talk about the contributions separately of our Indigenous veterans. So many Indigenous men and women spent time in various wars across the country. What would you say those numbers, of course, according to the Government of Canada, would be at this time?
The Government of Canada would put the contribution World War One, World War Two. And Korea between 12 and 15,000.
And I know we've spoken previous years about those numbers being skewed. But what would you, if you were to ballpark those numbers to actual numbers of, you know, because of course back in those days, you know, not everybody is checking the checkbox of being Indigenous because we faced racism and stuff in those days, right?
So if I take the information that I know for sure that has been actually researched, their genealogy has been researched, their military service has been researched. So I can take the figure for World War II from Alberta at 6,900 World War II veterans and counting. I can look back to World War I where there was another 1,700. And we're over halfway to Canada's number. I would put the number of Indigenous veterans that served World War I, World War II, and Korea somewhere in the 70,000 range.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about a little more accurate, right? Now, my own grandfather spent 4 years in France and Belgium and all those places, you know, thankfully, and I'm always, you know, very proud of his service. We talked a little bit before the microphones went on about the racism that that Indigenous veterans faced. Would you say that is different to Chuck here? Would you think that that has been better as over the years in the last, you know, say 25 years, as opposed to what you faced when you came back from the Cold War?
When I first joined the Navy, there was no such thing as a Native. You either white or black. That was it. I think that the racism is going away very slowly.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, right? Yeah. And we talk about this word reconciliation a lot, and especially it seems to be centered around September 30th for, of course, our residential school survivors and residential school victims. But I feel like that word reconciliation somehow needs to tie with our Indigenous veterans as well, would you say?
Absolutely. It's, again, just based on my work, you know, with my time in, I was a part of the Defense Aboriginal Advisory Group, or today they're recognized as the Defense Indigenous Advisory Group. And our primary role was to address issues within the serving population on bases, especially for the men, the long hair issues. It's an evolution, right? And evolution leads to change. It's just, sadly, it's so incredibly slow, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's because as people, as human beings, immediate change is hard to digest. Evolution gives us time to become accustomed to the change. However, evolution can be sometimes a little too slow and maybe even detrimental.
Mm-hmm. And you're causing more harm because it's taking so long, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely. Once again, chatting with some esteemed guests from the Aboriginal Veterans Society of Alberta on National Indigenous Veterans Day here, November 8th on CFWE. More discussions after this.
National Indigenous Veterans Day on CFWE.